Many of us are hands-on learners. When it comes to cooking, there aren't a lot of cooking classes being held right now, mostly because of the pandemic. In today's Veronica's Eats, we talk to a chef from West Lynn.
Thinking about cooking is, even if you're a novice, you can become a really decent cook by practicing. If you really want to wow people, you actually never stop learning. I want to take some classes, but I'm having a hard time finding them locally. Chef Saria Chahaya says it could be a while before he resumes his cooking lessons again. But he has some advice for people who want to cook. Bring your patience to the kitchen.
Cooking is a skill. A skill, by all definitions, requires efforts when you are trying to acquire one. And just like all skills, once you have mastered it, it becomes effortless. Therefore, if you struggle through learning something, you should embrace yourself thinking, this is the process of me becoming a master at it. Because in due time, whether you like it or not, this is just how it works, is that you will eventually become really good at it. Go and make those mistakes. Go ahead. Because that's how you get the opportunity to learn to overcome those mistakes, isn't it?
It is. Practice makes perfect, is what my mother used to say, too.
Absolutely right. Because without those practice, without those mistakes, how would you know not to do it again, right? Or do it differently.
Right. And the nice thing about cooking is when you're successful, there's a bonus at the end because everybody gets to eat.
Well, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? Even if it come out right, try again, because I'm sure if you fail the first time, if you do it the second time, the dish is going to come out different the second time.
I think confidence is a lot of the reason that people can't cook. They tell themselves they can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's like art form that requires skills, because you a lot of times are being creative.
Yes.
And you're adjusting to your taste or your family's taste. But then again, you have to know some basics.
Some basics, for example, the human tongue can only taste 6 different tastes. And so don't make it too salty, don't make it too sweet. And the human tongue just loves right balance of sweet and sour, because that indicate what they're eating is going to be okay. If it's bitter, then the mind start thinking twice about it. So these are all, what I call primordial. You know, you're born with it, no matter where you are. You need to understand these 6 different tastes. And once you balance it right, everything else is just flavor.
Let's talk a little bit about the 6th taste, because not everyone has heard about umami.
The Japanese figured that out.
Tell us a little bit about it, because sometimes I say that word to people and they say, I don't eat, what is that? What food is that? It's not a food, it's a flavor.
Yes, it is. It's savoriness. It's something that one can taste from, even if you're vegetarian, from bean, from avocado. It has this savoriness, like protein. So that's what it is. It's savoriness.
So if they just substituted the word savoriness for umami, then it might not sound foreign to them anymore.
That's right. If you'd like to replace the word sayonara with goodbye, it's the same thing.
All right. You can read more at KXL.com and on our Facebook page.